This is Day to Day from NPR West. I'm Alex Chadwick. A short time ago, President Bush spoke to the country from the National Office, from the Oval Office, about the truly national nature of the disaster that's happened along the Gulf Coast region. With him were two former presidents, his father, President Bush, and his predecessor, President Bill Clinton. This is some of what Mr. Bush had to say about the response to the disaster.
The federal government will do its part. But the private sector needs to do its part as well. And that's why I've asked Presidents Bush and Clinton to lead a nationwide fundraising effort to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
That's President Bush speaking from the Oval Office. Don Gagne joins us from Washington, White House correspondent. Don, what else did the president say there?
You know, really, this little photo op that we just had at the White House in the Oval Office, as you said, was part of what we're seeing as a pretty intense effort, an organized effort on the part of the White House today to really reassure people that everything that can be done in response to Hurricane Katrina is being done. And the president talked a bit about what he wants these two former presidents to do, his father and Bill Clinton, which is to make a personal appeal to individual Americans to get them to contribute, because money raised through this sort of an effort, which is quite apart from any federal contribution that will be made, can play a major role in helping the Gulf Coast region, the whole region that's been devastated by the hurricane, in starting to get back on its feet. Interesting too, Alex, that we've been down this path before with these two presidents. Recall that they were the two who really worked together and formed a very serious friendship when they raised money for tsunami relief.
Right.
Earlier in the year. And that worked so well that it only made perfect sense from the point of view of this White House to bring them back again. It also serves the purpose of really demonstrating that this is above politics, a bipartisan effort that all Americans really can and should get behind.
All right. We have another clip from the president's remarks today. Here it is.
Steps we're taking will help address the problem of availability. But it's not going to solve it. Americans should be prudent in their use of energy during the course of the next few weeks. Don't buy gas if you don't need it.
I heard the president say that. I was watching these remarks, which were broadcast on television, and I just thought, what an extraordinary thing for the president to be saying.
Indeed. And it is a call for conservation, mindful of the shortages that are out there, shortages that are made worse by the fact that these refineries have been knocked out by the storm in the Gulf region. We have seen just in the past 36, 48 hours now, the price of gas just blow past the $3 mark, up approaching $4, and it could get higher. The president did say that's just temporary. And at the start, we heard him saying steps are being taken. He's called on the EPA to ease some fuel pollution requirements, to let more fuel into the country, and fuel that is designated for certain areas to be able to be sold in say big cities. It's all complicated about formula, but it should help with the supply.
Yeah.
He is saying, but that call to conserve is another thing he's saying that Americans can do beyond contributing cash.
Don, isn't Mr. Bush going to the area tomorrow?
He is indeed. He flew over the area on Air Force One yesterday on his way back to Washington from Texas, from his ranch. But he's going to take a chopper ride, a helicopter ride from Alabama, from Mobile, Alabama, past Biloxi, eventually ending up in New Orleans. And some of this tour will be in the air with governors of the affected states. Some of it will be on the ground. Again, it's to let him see firsthand what he's dealing with. It's also to lend just moral support to victims and those who are working on the relief effort.
Don Gagne, White House correspondent for NPR. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.